From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The earthquake in Haiti created an untold number of orphans. It also divided a lot of families. In the chaos after the quake, it can be complicated figuring out who is an orphan and who is merely lost. Adoptions have been suspended for now, and concerns about adoption have deepened now that 10 Americans have been arrested, allegedly for trying to transport 33 children out of Haiti illegally. NPR's Juan Ferrero is in Port-au-Prince and joins us now. Juan, the Americans there are Baptist missionaries. They say that they were saving the children and planning to take them to an orphanage to care for them. What can you tell us about the American situation?
Well, the Americans were crossing into the Dominican Republic when they were stopped with the 33 children, and then they were brought back to Port-au-Prince. And exactly, they say we were rescuing these children, that with the situation as chaotic as it was, we were doing the right thing. The Haitian government says, no, you were not. The Haitian government also said that they were worried about people coming into this country and snatching away children without documentation. They said that the Americans could be charged with kidnapping and child smuggling, but that hadn't happened yet.
Now, what do you know about the 33 children? It said that some of them were not actually orphans, but that they were handed off to the missionaries by desperate parents.
Exactly. They were brought back to Port-au-Prince, and they have been taken by a shelter called the SOS Children's Village. And some of the workers there say that some of the children have said that they are not orphans, that they still have family members here in Port-au-Prince. And, of course, that's what's worried the government here, that the children could be taken advantage of, that there are unscrupulous organizations that might be trafficking in children.
How big a problem is child trafficking in Haiti?
It seems to be a huge problem. UNICEF told me today that before the quake, there were 2,000 children trafficked every year. That's children who were trafficked to other countries as sex slaves, children who were trafficked to be domestic servants. And the Haitian government, which is just barely functioning right now, is, of course, quite worried, as well as many international organizations from the Red Cross to the UN, that this situation is going to only grow worse because there really is a very difficult problem in trying to police this.
The most heartbreaking detail in this and other similar stories is that parents are actually, in some instances, offering their children up to aid workers or to missionaries like the Americans who've been detained, children who aren't orphans, but evidently it's a measure of the misery that their parents foresee for them there. You spent a day visiting camps, talking with Haitians about this. What do they say about that?
I was in an orphanage today, and the director told me that right after the earthquake, some parents showed up and some children showed up, and they wanted to be taken in. She didn't have the space, and apparently this has been repeated all over the city. There are also many cases of parents who say, you know, I'm desperate. I cannot feed myself, let alone my child. I would love for someone to take him abroad and for him to have a better life.
Well, what is the response from the authorities there, whether the Haitian government or relief agencies, the U.S., the U.N., what are they doing about this?
The Haitian government had a very strong response because they were very upset about the Baptists. They came out, several high officials, publicly, to say that the Haitian people had to be careful. They were basically warning their own people, their countrymen, to be careful who approaches your child, to be careful about sending them to some adoption agency you don't know much about. They've also come out to say that parents must be very careful about their children, must be very careful about who they approach and who approaches them.
Well, thank you for that report, Juan.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Juan Ferrero speaking with us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.